As we approach the midterm elections, we wanted to examine the health platforms of some of California's highest profile candidates, the two men running for governor. There's Gavin Newsom, currently the state's Democratic lieutenant governor and the former mayor of San Francisco, who's currently favored to win the election. Then there's Republican John Cox, a businessman and a former presidential candidate in Southern California. What health goals are they making, and how likely are they to keep their promises? FM 89 health reporter Carrie Klein discussed these questions with Samantha Young, a California politics correspondent at Kaiser Health News and California Healthline.
Samantha, thanks for speaking with me today.
Thank you for having me today.
So let's start with Gavin Newsom. He's long made universal health care a part of his platform. How did he incorporate that into his tenure as mayor of San Francisco?
That's right. Mr. Newsom has been a big advocate of universal health care, and he made national headlines back in 2006 when he was mayor of San Francisco, when he signed into law what is known as Healthy San Francisco. It's the city's universal health care program. He initially wasn't a huge fan as it was going through the process in San Francisco. But he signed on to it, and that's where he's really made a name for himself on healthcare and promoting that program and trying to say that that would be something that would benefit all Californians.
And what came out of that program in San Francisco?
It's the city's universal healthcare program, and that's different than single payer, which you hear that term kicked around a lot in the news. And single payer is a government-run healthcare system. Healthy San Francisco program, the Healthy San Francisco program, is more like a universal healthcare program where anybody who lives in San Francisco can go and get healthcare at any of the San Francisco like hospitals, clinics. Just makes sure that if you have a need for a doctor, you can go and see one for free, regardless of your immigration status in San Francisco. You just have to be a resident of the city.
Okay, so he was responsible for some efforts toward universal health care in San Francisco starting over a decade ago. And of course, that's different from single payer. But as you said, he's also been a proponent, at least vocally, of single payer health care. So is it likely he'd be able to act on that at all as governor?
That's the big question that everybody is looking to see. There's a really big price tag involved with providing healthcare coverage, whether you're talking about universal healthcare or going directly with a single payer system. Mr. Newsom, yes, you're right. On his website, he has, and on the campaign trail, he has talked about how he supports a single payer system. But he's kind of backtracked a little bit in recent months. I think he realizes just how expensive that kind of a system would be and just how difficult it would be to get that implemented both through the state legislature, and you would need waivers from the federal government, which, as we know, is with the Trump administration might not look so favorably on that kind of a system for California. So I think the approach for Mr. Newsom and other Democrats in the legislature who's end goal is universal health care or a single payer system is to go more incrementally on trying to expand coverage to other groups of people in California. So I think we're going to see more of a slow approach.
So he would really need to have buy-in from a lot of different parties here, including the federal government. So he's sort of taking a much more slow approach here with that.
That's correct.
And so then let's shift to John Cox a little bit. So his health platform is a lot more squishy. In fact, he's got only five sentences about healthcare on his website. What do we know about his health agenda?
Well, what we know about Mr. Cox is that he believes very strongly in limited government and personal responsibility. And that extends to healthcare. So he believes that government-run healthcare would be disastrous is the word he's used in interviews to describe it. And instead, he wants more of what he calls a competitive marketplace, where he says prices on healthcare services, drugs, the whole gamut of healthcare could be controlled through competition. He's a businessman. He believes in free enterprise. And that's the system he thinks will work for healthcare. And he says that's one way that you would bring down costs and make healthcare more affordable. But beyond that, he hasn't really offered any specifics.
And Cox, of course, has been endorsed by many other Republican lawmakers, including President Donald Trump. Does it seem like he's espoused any specific health care related policies, or is he just generally kind of aligned with the Republican Party?
He's very much aligned with the conservative values of the Republican Party, and he's not ashamed to say that. He describes himself as a Jack Kemp Republican. He believes in lower taxes, smaller government, free enterprise, and he definitely, that transcends to his health care. Like President Trump and congressional Republicans, he's criticized the Affordable Care Act's reach, and he has said that he wouldn't necessarily defend it if he was elected California governor.
Very interesting. And then so let's talk about a specific issue here. I mean, a big part of healthcare in the last few years in California has been extending care to some groups of undocumented immigrants, namely children and some adults with medical emergencies. What's at stake for them with either of these candidates? Is it possible that there'd be, a rollback of any of their coverage or an extension to cover more undocumented California residents?
There's a lot of stake for undocumented immigrants. There were some bills in the legislature this year that tried to address the issue. And so whoever gets into the governor's office could decide whether these groups of people will get health care insurance if these bills come back again in the legislature, which we expect them to. The Healthy San Francisco program that we talked about earlier, that covers all city residents regardless of their immigration status. And so it's something that Mr. Newsom has pointed to as a goal for the state as well. And he would like to see everybody covered. He believes health care is a right. On the other side, Mr. Cox was very critical of the bills that were going through the legislature this year that would have given health insurance coverage to undocumented adults in California.
And of course, we're talking about the governor's race because it's so high profile. Gavin Newsom, John Cox have become relatively household names around California. But when it comes down to it, how important is the governor anyway when it comes to health?
It's a great question. And the governor is important. He's got the bully pulpit. He's the one that's going to sign any health care bill that comes to his desk. But those bills do have to go through the legislature. And, all attempts in the past at universal health care coverage have been stalled because of the big price tag. And that's just something that lawmakers haven't been willing to stomach. And so it'll be interesting to see how they navigate that in this next session with whoever is governor. I think that most healthcare experts agree that California just isn't ready to enact universal healthcare. But they are going to slowly chip away at it and possibly bring more people into the healthcare system who don't have coverage right now. So it's going to be really interesting to watch.
So it sounds like for anyone who is interested in following health platforms and is interested in that's a major issue for them in these elections, maybe they should be looking at their own local candidates in addition to just the governor candidacy.
That's absolutely correct.
Okay, well, Samantha Young is a California politics correspondent with Kaiser Health News and California Healthline. Samantha, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me today.